The Courtship Gift. Act 2, Scene 1. Male Warrior, Cannibal Princess, Toy.
My noble and revered princess, who has recently returned from the island of the despicable slave landers, who dwell in stone, who eat the impure meat of the land, and who do not, like we do, restrict themselves to eating the pure meat of the water and air, and who do not eat the purest of all, the meat that walks upright and talks, that which carries in it the divine spark, that which delights all the senses during hunt, preparation, and consumption. The meat that we eat at our feasts, which satiates our hunger, but also increases the strength of our bodies and minds, by which we please the goddess, whose commands we all follow in life and in death. I, as you know, have the honor of being the commander of the troops that watch over the large southern bay with its sandy beach, which is the only part of our island that is easily accessible from the sea, where therefore we have constantly to be watchful, not to be caught unaware in an attack by one of the many tribes who try to raid our island, as each of the tribes raids the others, in honorable attempts to take captives, whose meat they will eat, from whose skins they will make leather, from whose bones they will make tools, whose skulls they will display as trophies, and from whose blood they will make libations to the goddess, honoring her commands. All this after making their captives suffer prolonged torments, to let them prove their fortitude, and give them a chance to die bravely, to increase the honor of their own tribe, that of their captors, and that of the goddess to whom we all owe our gratitude, so that everyone wins. 3 days ago, when the sun had already set, but the near full moon gave light to the cloudless sky, the sentries who watched the sea from the cliffs that delimit the bay on both ends gave signals that they spotted an object, and swiftly we progressed toward the water, male and female warriors, with knives in our belts, and spears and lit torches in our hands. Not long did we wait before the silvery light glistening on the surface of the dark sea, the life-giving, all-encompassing water, the sacred incarnation of the goddess, revealed to us a naked girl, lying on her belly upon a wooden board, paddling with her arms toward the shore. Reaching it, she crawled off her primitive craft, emerged out of the water, wading on her knees, and kneeling before us in the sand, she said she was sent to you as a gift, but asked for the privilege of being brought to you alive, for she had a message to deliver to you, my revered princess, before willingly giving to you her body, her life, and her meat. Such privilege must certainly be earned. So we had to test whether she was sincere, and whether she was worthy for you to lend your ear to her words before lending it to her screams. We let her prove her sincerity and her worth by making her sexually please us the whole night and the next day and night in all conceivable ways, but taking care not to harm her, in case she was worthy of being brought to you, while we taunted her with tales of her upcoming tortures, which always last longer and are more severe for the meat that has caught the princess's attention, and how she would be prepared and eaten, still alive at the beginning, her sufferings delighting the participants at the feast. All through her ordeal, she stayed unfazed by our taunting, and remained eager in her sexual ministrations, proving herself to be skilled in pleasing the girls, and, at first, less skilled with the men. But she learned with the experience, as I can attest to, which, though of little importance for you, betokens a laudable attitude. All in all, we came to the conclusion that she had proven herself to be worthy of being brought into your presence. So after letting her rest a day and a night, that she might gain strength for the walk, on this morning, the third after she arrived, we blindfolded her and gagged her mouth with a cloth, which, as the blindfold and most of the cloth we use, was woven from the hair of female captives and meat girls, all parts of their bodies being useful to us in life as in death. And we bound her wrists behind her back with straps made of tanned girl hide. And then three of us set out with her along the path that leads to our village, prodding her on with the tips of our spears, not allowing ourselves to rest until we had reached our destination. And so we stand before you now, that you may receive this our captive who claims to be a gift for you, and proceed with her as you desire.
My faithful warrior, commander of the troops that guard the bay, you have acted wisely. And as your reward, you will sit next to me at the feast when we consume this meat which the sea has brought. And you will be allowed to take a cut of your choice. And I will also give you the honor of letting you please me with your penis and tongue. As for the girl, she looks pretty enough for me to enjoy her. Remove her blindfold and gag, but leave the straps that tie her wrists behind her back, and I will take her with me into my hut, where she can prove her skills at giving pleasure to women. And if I am content with her ministrations, I will let her deliver her message and explain her mission, before deciding the date and details of her death.
O merciful princess, surpassing in beauty and strength, judiciousness and generosity, be assured of my gratitude that you have deigned to receive me. I will do my best to be worthy of your kindness and trust. I will please you with my skills as well as I can, and my body is all yours. But I hope that the message which I bring from my mistress will please you even more. For this noble purpose, she has sent me to die.